KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, and at 69 degrees, we do look for isolated showers this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies for the balance of the day, and a high around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There are some showers and thunderstorms over the southern half of Pottawatomie County, just approaching the Cass and Pottawatomie County line to a southwest corner, also portions of northwestern Montgomery County, and those are slowly making their way to the east. In the news, firefighters from Atlantic were called to the scene of a residential fire early this morning. The call from 1210 Locust came in just before 2:15 a.m. The occupants of the house were out of the home at the time of the call. Prior to firefighters' arrival, Atlantic Police Officer Nathan Kenny was able to extinguish flames coming from an overloaded power strip bar for a fish tank circulation and filtration system. Fire crews remained on the scene until around 3:15 a.m. ventilating the home. The residents were alerted to the smoke coming from the electrical malfunction thanks to smoke detectors in the home. No injuries were reported, and the house sustained primarily smoke damage. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a man from Elliott for a domestic abuse first offense. Authorities say 32-year-old Corey R. Smith was taken into custody at a residence in Elliott at around 9:50 a.m. Tuesday. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Red Oak Police said yesterday a teenager was injured during a collision at around 3:30 p.m. at 1st and Corning Streets. Authorities say 16-year-old Alyssa Resch of Red Oak suffered minor facial injuries due to an airbag deployment that occurred when the car she was driving was struck on the passenger side. She was not transported to the hospital. Resch was driving a 2006 Pontiac Grand Prix northbound on 1st Street in Red Oak and did not come to a complete stop at the stop sign. She pulled into the intersection with Corning Street, a street that isn't, was struck broadside by a 2006 Ford truck that was traveling westbound and driven by 43-year-old Edward Strickland of Red Oak. The car came to rest in a yard following the collision and knocked down a stop sign. Strickland and a passenger in Resch's car were not hurt. Resch was cited for failure to yield from a stop sign. Strickland was cited for having no valid driver's license. Damage from the accident amounted to $6,100. The Atlantic School Board Tuesday afternoon passed a resolution approving the contracts and bonds for the Washington Elementary School parking lot project. The contract is with Precision Concrete Services of Atlantic. The board also heard from the district's bond counsel, Travis Squires, with Piper Jaffrey, with regard to the sale of general obligation bonds to cover the cost of facilities improvements and the levy of taxes for the same. Bids for the purchase of the bonds were received at 10 a.m. on Tuesday.
Over the last month or over a month, we've completed the bond rating process. District was assigned an A-plus rating from S&P, which is very good. That puts you in the, for sure, the upper half of school district bond ratings in Iowa. There are some districts that are rated higher in the double A category and primarily just have a larger tax base.
There were three electronically submitted bids for the bonds. Squire said he was surprised there weren't more bids, but the economy has played a role in that factor.
Some of that could be just the general economic unrest. We've seen rates drop substantially since the start of the year, and even over the last couple weeks, we've seen rates continue to come down.
Each of the three bids had interest rates assigned to them of 5% and 4% at the onset, with a declining interest rate beginning in 2026. The rates for the bonds are different from the yields investors earn, according to Squires. The average interest rate is 2.15%. The purchase price for the $9.5 million in bonds is $10.2 million. The winning bidder was Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They've already wired the district $95,000 as good faith estimate. A resolution passed by the board Tuesday locks in the district's interest rate at 2.15%. Squire said because of the bond rate, the district is limited to a total bond amount plus premium to be under $10 million per calendar year, so the general obligation bond series 2019 were later resized to $9.26 million, which leaves the district with $240,000 in voter authority that is not being issued, but the district is actually getting more than $9.5 million because of the premium the buyer is paying.
The final average rate is going to be 2.146%. on your bonds, you'll pay less than $1 million of interest on the $10 million in debt.
So that's if it goes to 10 years.
If it goes to 10 years, correct.
The debt levy service starts out at, in fiscal year May 2020 at 3.498%, or 3.5% if you round it off. The next year, the rate is at 4.05%, but then in 2022, it drops to 2.73% and finally levels off at 1.88%. The next step, Squire said, is to start conversations with the local banks to gauge their interest and at what rate level before negotiating a good solution. The district will ultimately save more than $200,000 in interest if it pays off the debt by 2026 instead of 2029. In our funeral announcements, Dean Slater, age 84, of Exira, died Sunday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Dean Slater will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Ralph Simmons, age 81, of Wyota, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Ralph Simmons will be today at 11 o'clock at Wyota United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Eileen Handley, age 94, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Eileen Handley will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Roxanne Roxy Pross, age 53, of Audubon, died Friday. A celebration of life memorial service for Roxy Pross will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Daisha Rasmussen, age 40, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Daisha Rasmussen will be on Friday at 4 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Eva Simpson, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Eva Simpson will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. John Klein, age 104, of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for John Klein will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Dennis Denny Studelberg, age 69, of Mitchell, South Dakota, and formerly of Atlantic, died May 28th in South Dakota. Graveside services for Denny Studelberg will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the New Holland Cemetery in New Holland, South Dakota. Gerald Wilson, age 82, of Oakland, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Gerald Wilson will be next Wednesday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.